Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Here comes your 90 day.
With Allie and Melissa.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News 90 Day Fiancé Recap. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll... This is a podcast where we'll discuss the latest episodes in the 90 Day Fiancé multiverse. We have a Patreon. If you are a true crime head, supernatural, occult, our episodes are now only available of that genre at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you'd like to be on our mailbag episodes. Just call and join our amazing community. The number is
626-63-42069.
Nice.
All right. Well, let's get into it. 90 Day Fiancé, Season 10, Episode 16, With This Ring, I Thee Wed, which is just a variation of the title that they have for every episode this season, I feel
right.
like.
It's all the same. Yeah, will like you the- take this ring?
Yeah. Wedding Rings, the wedding episode. Like it's like AI wrote all the
yeah, I wonder if it did actually.
Yeah, it's like they did like a word jumble and then just named everything.
word scramble.
Anyways, first let's get into Gino and Jasmine.
Yes, they are back from Miami.
Yeah.
Miami. They're going wedding dress shopping. And they go
did
to
Did you
a
recognize
store.
This store?
No, I do not. This is in like Washtenaw or wherever Gino lives.
Michigan, though, right?
I know. It's like 90 minutes from where I grew up. It's very
That's crazy.
It's very crazy. But they're like, so what's your budget?
Yeah.
And Gino's like, well, you know, $1,000, which is, well, because he gave Jasmine, what,
like $10K? For a wedding dress, and she used it on some botched butt implants. Yeah.
So that's his cap, his 1,000.
I have no concept of what wedding dress prices are. I have just
the range is so, you can get a really nice wedding dress for like $300 or $400.
Yeah.
You know who has really nice cheap dresses is Anthropology.
You know who else does, well, although I've never seen the quality in person, is, you know that website, none of this is sponsored, but if you're listening, feel free.
Not sponsored.
Yeah. You know that website, Lulu's?
Yes.
They have like a wedding dress section where I'm like, this stuff's beautiful and simple
and pretty.
Yeah, they
have nice stuff.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
And then you can get like, in the ones that are like $10,000 or whatever, like designer whatever, Vivian Westwood, Laura, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's weird. I don't understand.
I don't get it either. Because I feel sometimes they just all look the same.
They all look the same.
It's just if you want to say you have a designer name or not, or looking for something really specific. Also, I've been really into looking on the RealReal lately when I get bored. And getting, unless you think it's bad juju, getting a
a used... Pre-owned?
My speech impediment just came out. Pre-worn. Or if you get a pre-worn wedding dress.
Pre-owned.
And my sister got,
I think it was a used dress.
Get like a vintage dress. And you can get a designer label for half the price.
And it was like brand new because it was worn once.
Yeah, you wear it once. Like, what are you going to do with your wedding dress? Keep it for if you have a kid who's not going to want to wear it, because I don't want to wear my mom's dress anyways. Thank you for that side note.
So they're giving them champagne, and Gino spilled champagne on the floor already.
He's such a dork.
It's going great.
Yeah.
She comes out in this first dress, and it's $3,000.
Right.
And she's like, and she comes out in another one, and that one is $2,000.
Better.
But it's the floor sample. So I guess it's the one that like everyone tries on.
Right.
But apparently it fit her like perfectly.
Yeah. And I read people on the internet were saying there's no way with her body type, which is skinny with breast implants and
there's
butt
no
implants,
way.
That the floor sample is there's built no for way. Someone who has breast
implants.
Floor
and samples
butt
are
implants.
Always... They're like, I feel like the ones I tried them were all like size, like, you know, 8, 10,
right.
just to make sure, you know, a wide range of people can fit, and they clip them in the back. You get it altered.
Right.
So like, what kind of floor sample? Also, her boobs are so big. They don't have dress.
All due respect, the Michigan floor sample size might be different than the Los Angeles floor sample size.
Absolutely.
And she's probably a size, like her waist is probably a size 0.
Yeah.
And then she has maybe triple D boobs. Like, it's
there's
just,
nothing.
There's
no
way
one is making that.
That the floor sample
no.
is. So everyone's there's like, this no is way. Pre-produced. This is scripted.
Yes.
There's no way. But who knows? I don't know.
Who knows? But apparently that's the one she's going to get.
Yeah.
Then they're going to look at wedding venues.
Yes.
And they go to one that's like kind of on a farm type
it's like
thing.
A farmhouse. Yeah.
Farmhouse thing. And it's, it's like $30,000 for the wedding. I guess that includes like the food and everything, I guess.
The food and the party planning and all that. But that also confused me because Jasmine's whole thing is that she just wants it to be she, Gino, and her dog. And Jasmine wants his family to come, but his family, I think, is like 10 people. And so I'm just wondering, why are they even... What's the point of going to these venues? Who's coming to the wedding that they need like a $40,000 venue?
Yeah, that's for like a few hundred people.
Yeah, it was just it's confusing to me.
Yeah,
and
I don't know.
It made me laugh. Jasmine's like, she's like, I kind of want like a boho wedding where I can wear a flower crown, but Gino wants a 1920s themed wedding so that he can wear his fedora.
Oh my God. Insane.
He will not. He needs a veil. He will not take that hat off.
He needs a veil. Yeah, he's for sure going to wear a hat.
Yeah. Do they make like a wedding fedora like that has little veil attached or something for him?
Like a velvety... fancy
male wedding fedoras.
Male wedding fedoras.
It just says groom on it.
Oh,
surprisingly, a lot of wedding fedoras come up.
Oh yeah, okay.
Those are kind of like cowboy hats. Those are nice,
right?
Those just look like you're a hipster getting coffee.
Right. Interesting.
Well, that's a look. I guess it's a look people are doing.
It's a look. It is a look. So they go to, the place they went to is called Corn Man Farms. I looked it up and it's about 90 minutes from Kalamazoo. I was like, I've been here, like everything in Michigan looks the same though.
I like corn man. I'm not a corn boy. Man. I'm a corn man.
I'm a corn man. Then they do dinner with Gino's family.
Yes.
And they all seem to be getting along.
They always do. That's what's so weird is, I mean, sometimes they could be a little Trumpy to Jasmine and be like, what are you going to give to America now that you're here? But they've always been very nice to her and they all seem to have a good time when they're together. It's Jasmine's kind of
She's one who makes up all this drama with them.
Yeah, she takes things personally that are not personal and it causes rifts that don't exist.
But yeah, they were like, they all said, well, we were very skeptical of you because you, you know, post bikini pics.
Yeah.
And the Gino, like, I guess she was similar to Gino's ex. And and then Jasmine is like, are they like, we're just worried you're going to come steal our Gino. And she's like, how could I not? He's a babe. And they're like, Okay.
Like, are we going to check your vision? They did say also, they're like, no offense, Gino, but look at you, Jasmine. You're, you know, like a beautiful woman and you had a good career as a teacher. And why did you need our bald headed, kind of unemployed friend from Michigan? What was the love story here? Which I understand. Then you wrote something in the doc that blew my socks off that I hadn't seen yet.
Well, you sent us that link that they there's breakup rumors.
I sent the link? I need to go back to the neurologist, even though I was there 2 days ago.
To me and Rachel, right?
Listen, I believe you.
Or was it you, Rachel, that sent it?
I believe you. I just don't remember doing that.
Tuesday, which was 2 days ago, you sent us.
That's really scary.
A tweet. So allegedly, Jess.
Oh, yes.
After she got married,
it's all coming back to me now.
And her green card. So apparently, she's living in New York with someone. That like I saw this article from yesterday that she posted on her own Instagram, like talking about Gino's ex. Like, no, she's like. Like, she's a saint and, like, for putting up with Gino for this whole time. Like, because she's always said that Gino's ex was, like, a horrible person. But she, like, said, I don't know where it is, though. I think it might have gotten taken down. I don't know. But she's deleted Gino from her Instagram.
I mean, that's a big thing. I don't even know if we've said it because I was being so weird. So, allegedly, Jasmine and Gino have broken up is what the rumor is. That's crazy.
And it's crazy because, like, she's been posting pictures, like, of on vacation. Like, she was at Universal, like, City Walk. Remember, like, a few months ago? But not with Gino. And there's someone who was taking her picture.
Yeah, here she... Oh, well, here she is at Disney World.
Yeah.
And in January 22nd, and the hashtags are hashtag solo trip. Hashtag 90 day fiance, hashtag one day at a time.
Because this is from, wasn't she there like a few months ago and is she just posting these again? Because remember she was in LA.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, Jasmine's in LA. But
oh, she's back in Florida. January 23rd in Florida.
Oh, that's Disney World.
Maybe.
Not Disneyland. Oh, Disney World's. That's Florida.
Yeah. And she's on the beach in Florida. She says, saltwater cures all my wounds. Hashtag the ocean is my home.
She's in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my God. Do you think when they were in Miami, she was like low-key on Tinder or something and met a guy there?
Because when they got there, she's like, oh, my God, this place is amazing. I want these are my people.
Yeah, I want to live here.
I wonder if she did.
Oh my God, this is so funny. One of the photos is like a selfie of her, and it says, it's not the chocolate that matters, it's the people you share it with. Willy Wonka is the caption. She's just quoting Chalamet's Wonka, for her deep Instagram captions.
Oh my God.
That's so funny.
Oh my God.
Well, It really spoke to her.
Yeah, but the rumor is they broke up.
I mean,
I don't know why I thought she was like genuinely in love with Gino.
I really thought she was too. I don't know why, because it was just so weird not to be.
It just seems so odd, but I don't know.
I need to know like the real scoop. This is wild.
Well, next week is their wedding.
Yeah.
Gino, I don't know.
Wow, she started a side Instagram called Jazzy Fitness Vegan. It's about her daily adventures and being a mental health advocate.
I heard he has 111,000 followers. Oh, she bought those.
She bought those. There's no way.
But like, there's the account Jasmine, Gino and Jasmine.
Yeah, and she follows it.
And she still has it in her bio. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess we'll see what happens. You know, someone will spill the tea, as they say.
Spill the tea, as they say.
Wow. Crazy. Clayton and Anali. Do you want to get into them? They annoy me so much that, I almost want to fast forward through them.
So this is before... The day before their wedding?
Yeah.
And Clayton's like in the driveway exercising. Like, you know, this is the first time he's exercised in like a very long time.
Yeah, he's like, how long? He's Googling like, can you get abs in 24 hours?
Yeah.
Like,
and then Anali told him about the stripper at the bachelorette party. He freaks the fuck out.
He flips his lid.
He's like, you ignored the rule.
He's just so jealous because he's never seen another woman like naked-ish in his life. And now he knows Anali did. Slash probably has seen several naked men before. Like, I think probably Clayton lost his virginity maybe to Anali, I would think.
Oh.
It doesn't say that in the show, but I can't imagine Clayton, who never leaves his house and lives with his mom, has ever had sex with anyone else.
Oh, I wonder.
Yeah.
That's a big possibility.
Yeah.
So they're like arguing about it, and he's like, my girlfriend doesn't want me. She wants someone else.
So stupid.
Shut up.
Beat off to some sort of Legend of Zelda character. Like, I don't know, some sort of orc
anime
or,
porn.
Yeah.
Or something.
So you're like, I'm whatever sure he's has crushes on weird shit.
So then Anali packs her suitcase. She's tired of this shit.
Yeah.
And then he calls his sister because he's like mad about this stripper.
His poor
and
he's sister,
like, what the
Brandy.
Fuck? Told you not to get a stripper. And she's like, well, why don't you go hug Anali? Tell her that you're sorry and you'll get through this.
Yeah. Like, you're going to ruin your marriage over the fact that there is a stripper with, you know, like 20 girls on a bus. It's not like she went on a date before the wedding. It's crazy.
It's crazy. And then she said Clayton makes her want to go back to her country and never return. She is over it.
She's and been then over Clayton, it since like, the moment she got there.
Yeah. And then Clayton hugs her. And is like asked, like, do you still love me? And like she doesn't answer. And then she's like, I want to sleep in a different room. Like, I think it's the night before their wedding.
Yeah.
Did you see the preview for next week?
No, I didn't. What happens?
I don't think she shows up to the wedding.
Oh my God. I honestly hope they're not married. I don't think we know yet if they are, but I hope they're not.
They always tease that. But this time, I think it actually is real.
Oof. Gosh. Yeah. He's been Instagram living with Devin a lot. Devin of, remember. The one Devin. Who married the guy from South Korea.
Oh, she has a daughter?
No. Oh, no, not that Devin. The Devin who talks weird.
Oh, from this past season.
Yeah, Clayton and Devin have been doing like Instagram lives together. Not like they're dating, but they're homies. So maybe, I don't know if maybe he's heartbroken and they've adopted him or if they live in the vicinity. I don't know. Because I think she's in the Midwest too.
Maybe they're both gamers.
That wouldn't surprise me. Next, we have Rob and Sophie. Sophie had spent the night at her mom's house after the whole fight because Rob's a loser. She had called Rob to pick her up. Rob begrudgingly does. And in the car, Rob is like interrogating Sophie and saying like, oh, well, what'd you do all night? Like talk badly about me. And, you know, if your mom did say something bad about me, how would you react? And what did she say? And what exactly did you say back? And it's just so insecure and controlling and immature. And your girlfriend is allowed to dislike things you do. Yeah. She's allowed to have like a safety net of people that she could talk to about things she doesn't like about your relationship or things she feels uncomfortable about. And he's basically thinks that if she has that or if she disagrees with him or anything in the relationship, that she's like not on his team.
Crazy.
It's so controlling. Yes. I really don't like him.
It's like manipulative and controlling.
Yeah. And at one point, Sophie's like, well, I agreed with some of the things that my mom was saying. That's why I didn't stand up for you. And it's like she's not allowed to have her own opinion or dissent to anything. Otherwise, it's going against Rob. He's so insecure.
Like she can't be critical of anything he does.
Yeah, because it's not the thing that he does. He takes it as a reflection on who he is.
Yeah.
He doesn't understand that it's the thing. It's not who he is as a person. You know, he intertwines them. So then they go back to his weird, I love that you called it a shack.
His shack.
Yeah. Do you want to get into what he says?
And they're like sitting in the backyard talking and he says, do you know the phrase left out to dry? Like, what do you, do you think people don't know what that means? It's just a weird thing. Like, he's trying to be like, have you ever heard of the phrase that, like, you idiot.
Yeah, well, because he's saying, like, you weren't on my team. You left me out to dry. But that's not even, I also, like, that's not really a common phrase. Like, I don't think that's, like, colloquialism that people say a lot these days.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And he, so that, apparently the night when Sophie was with her mom, he posted a bunch of memes on Facebook at 4 a.m. There was one that said, when she buys you one meal one time and she acts like she takes care of you.
Yeah.
Like, what?
There was also, he posted, I've always just had myself, so I'll be good alone.
Oh, my God.
And Sophie's like, you're wondering what me and my mom were saying. And my mom and I, you know, talked about you, but then like had dinner and went to bed like normal people. Yeah. Your ass was up till 4 a.m. posting memes about me like a teenager.
It's just like you're trying to get attention from people. Like, weird.
Yeah. It's also Rob's reaction when Sophie calls him out on it is so gaslighty. He's like, they weren't about you. They were just stuff that I posted. And it's like, yeah, they were literally stuff that you posted to get her attention and make her feel bad.
He's like, it's just things that like I relate with, you know, I'm just posting for fun.
He's so, like, his motivation was to get her upset or make her feel insecure.
Yeah. And then at this point, she's like so exhausted. She just starts crying. She's like, I just want you to apologize. Like, just say you're sorry. Just say you're sorry. Like, she has had it.
Yeah, she's had it.
With him. And I just thought of, like, in 10 years, when she looks back and, like, watches this, like, for sure she's going to be like, what was I doing with this guy?
I know.
Like, why am I wasting my time on him?
It's horrible.
She's like, what, 23?
Yeah, and it's hard because her mom can see it now. Her mom
is
like, I've lived this, you know, get out now. But she's in it.
It sucks.
And she looks so depressed. In every confessional, it looks like a hostage video.
Where
I'm like, Sophie, blink twice if you need help. Then we have Citra and Sam. It's the night before the wedding and the conversion, I guess.
Yes.
Citra's breaking out of stress, although she doesn't look that bad. So I'm like, that's great if that's a breakout for you.
Yeah.
That's just a normal day. That's just a Wednesday for me.
That's just me today.
Yeah, seriously. Sam, they haven't had sex yet, and they haven't allegedly had a quote unquote real kiss yet.
Right.
Because her Muslim Islamic upbringing, she has to be married first. So Sam keeps talking about how excited he is to have sex. Citra says that Sam is excited about the bam bam part of marriage.
Bam bam.
Yeah. And I'm assuming she's not talking about the daughter from Flintstones. She's talking about sexual intercourse. And Sam, they're walking, and Sam is like, Citra is causing me a penile problem because she's queen of the blue balls. So it seems like his motivation for conversion and getting married is just so we can have sex.
Yeah.
And it shows what men will do.
What lengths men will go to.
If he wanted to, he would, ladies.
If he wanted to, he would. Then Sam has a talk with Citra's dad, Herman.
Over Google Translate, which is so
over
funny.
Google Translate. It's so awkward because like the translation is a little wonky.
How have they not improved that yet?
I don't know. It's really,
Yeah.
And Herman basically tells Sam, like, don't waste my daughter.
Yeah.
Like, don't waste her life.
Also, it's like, I think it was just the translation. But first of all, Herman, her dad, uses Google Translate like he's leaving a voicemail. Hi, Sam. This is Herman, Citra's father.
Sam.
And then also part of it was like, I need you to love my daughter until the grandchildren have grandchildren. And I am a grandparent until the end of time. It's just, and I feel like what he put in was like, love my daughter forever. But then the translation turned into something so crazy.
Until the end of time, you will cherish her.
Yeah. Dinosaurs roamed the earth. And then it was just so weird. But I don't know. It was really funny.
Yeah. Her dad seems pretty nice.
Yeah. I'm surprised that he's letting it happen.
I know. Letting a former drug addict, criminal.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's former, if we're going to be quite honest.
It's really nuts.
Yeah.
So then they go to the mosque so Sam can convert.
Yes.
I think it's the day before the wedding?
Yeah, the conversion's the day before and the wedding's the day after.
And Sam didn't really research any of this.
This man knows nothing about the religion he is converting to. He just wants, he just wants
go to read a Wikipedia page about it. Just read the basic things of converting. And I just don't think he's done any of that.
Also, I love that before they left, they were practicing praying. And he was like, I need a stretch. He couldn't even get his body in prayer position to bend over. And I don't know what's wrong with this achy drug addict fool.
His bones are hurting.
His bones were aching. He couldn't bend over.
But his mom does not come to conversion, but his dad shows up.
Yeah.
And we talk, his dad is like, I find all religions interesting to some extent.
Yeah.
So he's open about it. He's a student of the world. He's like, it just makes more sense to me that the gods were more likely from other solar systems, especially with the way the pyramids are set.
Listen.
And then it just cuts from there. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah, fades to black.
You're like, okay.
Also, he's wearing his glasses inside. And I just wanted to be like, show us your pupils. I will pay you $100 to see your pupils.
But he's there. He's like, okay, well, just happy to be there, guy.
Yeah. Just go with the flow kind of dude.
And then the imam gets there. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes,
imam?
I think so, yeah.
And he walks by and the dad's like, oof, that's a lot to wear in this heat. He's wearing a robe and all the garb.
I kind of like the dad, if I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's like a Bigfoot loving, go with the flow kind of guy.
And then, so then Sam has to do, like, repeat all this stuff and the prayers and the yada yada. And yeah.
And they do the conversion. Mm-hmm. So, and then as we know, they're married, and I guess the sister and brother are dating or married to.
Citra's sister is engaged or married to Sam's brother.
Interesting.
Interesting. Just, okay.
Then we have Ashley and Manuel. There's not a single, I just realized, there's not a single couple on this season that I think is healthy or I'm like, they're a great couple.
Yeah. Gino, Jasmine, Clayton, Annalee, Rob, Sophie, Citra, Sam, Ashley, Manuel, Nikki, and Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
There's no one I'm like, they're beautiful. The last good couple, I feel like, was David and the deaf guy, David, and can't think of her name. Annie?
No. Was it? No.
I can't remember. Yeah. But they were the last couple where I was like, oh, they're really in love. These couples, I don't know.
These people. Yeah. These people.
Ashley, do you want to get into Ashley and Manuel?
So they FaceTime Manuel's mom, and she's very sad that she can't be there.
Yeah.
And apparently there's a huge storm coming.
Idiotic.
And Ashley's like, I didn't think about hurricane season.
Because she wanted to get married on this specific date because of her dumb witch shit, because the moon was in some sort of certain place or something.
That's right.
Yeah.
And she wants a beach wedding. And she's like, if I can't get married on the beach, my world will implode. No, it won't.
Yeah. I also just love that she's like, I chose this date because of where the moon was, whatever. And so she was so specific about the date. But that also means that, like, because she chose it and because of where the moon was, that, like, the weather was also deliberate. Not that she chose the weather, but the weather, like, coincides with, like, the moon and the date and whatever. So it's almost like that's specific to her wedding, like it's a I can't think of the word that I'm thinking of, but it's almost like a foreshadowing of what her relationship
yes. Although it poured on my wedding day,
right, but you didn't like choose it. She's kind of like subconsciously choosing this as a representation of her relationship or a demonstration of what her relationship is.
Yeah. And like, how big is their wedding? Like, it's pretty small. Like, you can just
bump that shit inside.
Do it in your Airbnb.
Yeah. And then run into the ocean after or something.
Yeah. And then like take pictures like when the weather's nice.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Like, who cares? Who cares? So yeah, that's pretty much
all. Oh, yeah. That's next all that week, happened.
The weddings. There's some weddings next week. Oh, and Citra and Sam's wedding, the preview was like, they don't have an officiant.
Well,
what are you doing?
No, they do. They have an officiant. Oh. He hired a priest to officiate. And Herman is like, it's not a priest officiating, is it? And Sam is like, oh, fuck, I didn't even think about that. Because since he converted to Islam and since they're Islamic now, Herman's like, a priest can't officiate this wedding. And so now he's like, oh, my God, I have an hour to find another officiant, which I think is silly. I mean, I don't want to say it's silly. I don't know. But like, just have a non-denominational wedding officiated by a priest. You know, he doesn't have to bring God into it. Just have him like just be a normal officiant, I guess, if it's not going to be a proper Islamic wedding, which it seems like it's not. Otherwise, he would have had someone from the mosque maybe officiate. I don't know. Yeah, they should just have Brandy officiate.
Everyone doing these last minute officiates.
Seriously, it's so crazy. If I ever get married, my wedding will be planned to a T. Like, I am not. Yes. I don't need any stress. Everything's going to be planned. Yes. It's just the people doing it last
months
minute,
ahead of time. You plan months ahead of time.
Ashley was like, we can't reschedule the wedding because tomorrow is the deadline for Manuel's 90 days. And when they do that shit, I'm always like, why are you saving it for the very last day?
That's so stressful crazy. Too.
Like, what like if something could happen?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, it's just,
I don't know.
These people are terrible at scheduling.
I guess it's the type of person who would do a K-1 visa and do a reality show about it. It's probably not the most.
Their life
organized.
Is chaotic.
Yeah.
Every part of their life is chaotic.
It's true chaos.
Everyone's last minute. Where are we going to find a llama for the wedding last minute? You're all crazy.
Just you guys are all fully psychotic.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Well, speaking of psychotic, let's get into the single life. You watched Natalie's monologue.
I watched it and I watched this episode. I'm in, yeah. Baby. I had to watch that monologue. It's better than you described it.
It's crazy, right?
It's amazing.
You got to show it to Martin and get Natalie cast on one of his shows.
Oh my God.
Just an extra or in like a dead body. Yeah, please get... I would die to see Natalie quantum leap somewhere.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That would be so good. Well, first up, we have Debbie, who is me in 30 years. She is going to Miami to meet Ruben the Groovin' Cuban, who honestly is, I think, her like male doppelganger.
Yes.
It's crazy. And she like doesn't see it. She doesn't get it.
It's weird.
It's really funny. He's 58 and sweet like dark rum, she says. Okay.
She's packing her blue wicker peacock purse.
She dresses bananas.
It's bananas.
I love it. Debbie's son, Julian, is coming.
Of course.
And he's a cop because at this point her son is like, I'm not letting you do another Morocco where you try to marry some 20-year-old scam artist. Like, I'm going with you to Miami. So they're
a good son.
Yeah. They're at the airport on the airplane and she's filming on her iPhone because, you know, like sometimes you see like them doing footage of themselves. She's making a video and she's like, I'd like to report some suspicious activity. And she's like filming her son, and her son, who's a cop, is like, Mom, you can't say that shit on an airplane these days. Like, put your phone away.
Yeah, it's like saying there's a bomb on an airplane.
Yeah, like, Debbie's just so, she doesn't get it.
She's insane.
Then they land, and they're driving to the airport, and she's making up a rap to tell Ruben, to sing to Ruben when they meet. She says, like, Ruben the Cuban, you've been my confusion, my tropical... And then she stops because her son is like, no, you cannot rap.
Please, Mom, stop.
For this man. Yeah. Well, what does she say about?
She's worried. She's like, well, now I don't know about this guy. I'm just concerned because every man that has swept me off my feet has let me down.
Oh, poor Angel.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a little bit of a lost soul. She's so she's gonna meet Ruben in Little Havana, and she's wearing like this blue dress and a huge necklace. Like,
the necklace is huge. It looks like a little painting.
That's like what it is. It's almost like a painting the size of a bigger than a credit card. Like it's a little
it's
bigger
like a
than
4x6.
Yeah. And then with beads it's around huge. It, around her
it's
neck.
Huge.
She's flashy and she's wearing a kind of see-through silky blue kimono thing. And she has a huge blue feather fan. And she has long blonde hair. Mm-hmm. She wears a lot of makeup. Like she's very, it's almost like she dresses in drag. And then she goes to meet Ruben, and Ruben looks just as insane as she does, which I love.
It's like the male version of her.
Yeah, totally. He has flowers and balloons. And to see him standing there blazing in every color God created, it was almost overkill.
Like, it's crazy.
She says,
I'm usually attracted to gentlemen who are conservative yet classy. What are you talking about? No, you're not.
I know. I don't think she has good self-awareness.
It was so bizarre because I'm like, oh, this is the male version of her. And she's like, he's too much.
Yeah.
And I was like, excuse me?
It's really funny. Like it's like she's looking in a mirror and she's like, that's a lot. It's, you know, she doesn't get it.
She's like, it was almost like a comedy bit or something.
She was like, it's like he's dressed in a costume, and she doesn't get what she looks like, which I think is fantastic and fun and vibrant, but when she sees it in someone else, she's put off, which is kind of interesting. She's like, this
I wonder
is silly.
If he normally dresses like that, or if he like saw her and was like, oh, I'm gonna try to match her. They go to a nightclub.
They sure
do. They go dancing at the Ball and Chain.
Yeah, which is where I definitely want to be when I'm like 70 years old.
Yeah. But they're dancing. They're having a good time.
Yeah, they have an awesome time.
Then they sit down and talk. And Debbie's like, it's been 14 years since I've had sex. Is it physically possible I turn back into a virgin? Like, she's like, I don't know what, I haven't had sex in so long. I don't know if I know how to do it anymore. And she said Osama, her ex-boyfriend from Morocco, tried to have sex with her multiple times, and
that's
she,
so
like,
gross.
Turned him down.
Good. I'm glad she did. That's gross.
Yeah.
Oof.
And then she said, she's like, we don't want Miss Debbie having a boom boom coronary.
Yeah. She's really funny.
And then she's talking about how she like doesn't want a good night kiss, or was like, I hope he behaves well, but then like he does give her a good night kiss and she's like really
she's
into
like,
it
horned up. Yeah,
yeah, she's like, oh wait, no, I like him.
I think she wants to pretend or think that she's like a Southern lady.
Yes.
But then he goes in for the kiss and her basement gets flooded.
She's into it.
She's immediately back on that horse and she's ready to go.
Yeah. So I guess they're going to go have lunch the next day or hang out or something.
Yeah, because she's there for a little bit. So they're going to keep hanging out. Then we have deranged Natalie.
Oh my God.
I was saying to you and Rachel of Hollywood Crime Scene that I guess Natalie lives in Long Beach is what Rachel told us. And I might have said that in the past, but I totally forgot as usual because of my brain. But I have never recognized a single place where Natalie has filmed.
No.
And she films in Los Angeles.
I have no idea. That diner that she was at today.
Yeah.
I don't even know where it would, I don't know, is it in Long Beach somewhere?
Yeah, any restaurant she's ever been to, any hotel that they've
doesn't
shown her
familiar.
At, I'm like, I don't know where any of these things are. I've never seen any of these places. It's really, really weird. So the guy, David, from the dinner party, the horror movie guy, invited her to audition. And Natalie's like, it feels so good to finally be accepted into Hollywood. You know,
this is my chance. I'm finally being accepted.
Yeah. She thinks that this one audition means that she is like in. And I can promise you, I haven't Googled this guy, but
I have.
Is he like a D-list horror movie guy? Like, he's not.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, we could be cast in his movies yesterday. Like, this isn't.
It's
real.
His name's David Wachs. And he's mostly an actor. He's been like an actor in all these horror movies. And his IMDb shows he like started producing movies. And like I looked him up and like a lot of them are streaming on Tubi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just no non-recognizable names in any of them.
Yeah. Natalie thinks that she's going to go from like Sorority Slumber Party 7 to... the Emmys. Like
she's gonna get an Emmy. Yeah. She's for sure practice her acceptance speech.
For sure. So she's at lunch with her mom at some deranged diner where she orders chicken and mashed potatoes, but it also comes as a salad. So I don't really understand.
I like how they pick it up and they smell it. They're like,
yeah, they're like, just remember this at home. I was like, what's going on with you two? They FaceTime Michael, who, if you don't know, that's, I was going to say ex-husband, but they're still married. That's
right.
Michael is Natalie's husband, who she married on the K-1 visa in previous seasons.
Right. He's up in Squim,
which is what, Washington?
Wisconsin? I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And they broke up because Natalie is a lunatic.
Psychotic.
Yeah. He actually looks great. And
yeah, he seemed like he's in a good mood.
Yeah, I don't know if he has a new girlfriend or what, but he seemed happy and healthy.
He's not with Natalie anymore.
Exactly, yeah. So he's like de-aged 20 years.
Yeah, yeah, he looks younger.
He looks younger. He doesn't have any of that Natalie stress. Natalie's mom loves Michael.
Yeah.
And so Natalie's mom wants to see Michael. And Natalie asks if Michael can come and visit so they can all get lunch. And he says yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you did some private investigation.
Okay. So then we see Josh, who's Natalie's weird boyfriend
Natalie's
guy.
Something. Yeah, I don't even know.
So he meets up with a guy named Peyton and Ty. And he's like, Peyton's my COO. And Ty is a director in his company. And he tells the guys that they're like, what's up with this Natalie chick? And he's like, well, you know, I'm trying to get her into a project with David Wachs, the guy who's, she read her monologue for. And so then
performed.
I
it wasn't just a reading. She inhabited
Shakespeare.
Yeah.
He spoke through
her.
She
was possessed.
She was possessed by the acting bug. So I looked, I was like, what is their company? And it's called Preview Models.
I gotta see this.
And it's for sure a scam. And what they do.
Oh, wow. Sarah Castano, the executive administrative director. Oh boy.
What they do is they have these events around the country where they say that it's for people who want to be models and actors. You go to this event and they do, like, they have fashion designers. They talk about how to get into the industry. They do auditions is what they say. They call them auditions. And then they have callbacks where they invite people back. They're not an agency. They say they have connections to agents and fashion designers. But I was reading about it on Reddit, and some people said they got a callback, but you have to pay $3,000 to $4,000. To take these classes. They do a runway show with like these fashion designers that no one's ever heard of. They do photo shoots. They give you like photos, but you pay so much money, and they say they have connections. Like, oh, we'll try to get you an agent. but it's all like a scam.
I'm reading like what's in the package that you buy from them.
Yeah.
And all of it is basically like just tickets to runway shows.
Yeah.
So it's like they give you tickets to runway shows and then you hope that you get scouted there by someone or something?
This or they is put so stupid. On these events. They put on these like runway shows, I think, with people who want to be models, and they like you basically pay to be in this fashion show.
Well, this is okay. So what am I paying for when I purchase the VIP package? It says, first of all, it says, I wonder if this is purposeful or not. So instead of America's Next Top Model, there's no A. It says America's Next Top Model.
It's probably just a typo.
But that'd be funny if it wasn't and it was right. On purpose, because it says America's Next Top Model Celebrity Professional Portfolio Review, America's Next Top Model Masterclass with a Celebrity Mentor. So it seems like maybe they're trying to get people on the TV show America's Next Top Model.
Or people from the show to look at their portfolios and give them like notes or something. I don't know.
But maybe, oh yeah, or maybe they aren't on America's Next Top Model. Maybe they created their own show called America's Next Top Model.
America's Next Top Model.
So it's just randos. They on-camera commercial reel. So I guess they help you make a reel. Runway training with America's Next Top Model celebrities. It never says America's Next Top Model. It always says America's.
That's on purpose. That's on purpose.
Right? Agent and manager meetings. Priority placement for agent and manager meet and greets. Modeling 101 seminar. High fashion runway show. Priority placement in a runway show. Two VIP guest seats for a runway show. Hair and makeup for the runway show. Priority placement for being seen by fashion designers. Three photo shoots. Hair and makeup for the photo shoots. 50 professional modeling comp cards. Acting workshop. On-camera audition seminar. Runway videos after paid in full. What? Social media marketing, video demo reel of production weekend, preview t-shirt. I actually don't know what any of that means.
I have never been in a fashion show that I've had to pay for. That's not how it works.
No, are you serious? Like, that's crazy.
What I think this is like they put on events where they're like, oh, we have fashion designer so-and-so. But it's all people that have paid to be there. It's not a real fashion show. It's just like
embarrassing.
This event that they do for themselves. Like, it's no one's there. Anna Wintour isn't there.
What?
Like it's just like a like an event where people pay. And there's pictures from it. Like, I looked on their Instagram. It's just people who were all like, it's just people waiting in line. Like, they're
right.
You don't ever have to pay if to be a model. That's not a thing that ever is. I've never paid to be a model. You don't do that. They're just like taking money from people who are like want to be in the industry, or like people who live in small towns who don't know any better.
Yeah, like,
oh, we can get you meetings with these agents. And it's like probably not agents. It's just like people they know, like maybe an actor who was in like two movies as like an extra, like meet this person.
Derek Walks or whatever the Shakespeare guy is.
Yeah, no one that can help you. Like, it's crazy.
They don't have any live events coming up.
I know, I saw that.
I was going to say, we should, wait. This is so weird because it says like there's some testimonials and some of these people are 14 years old.
Ew.
So it's like age 14, age 17, age 27. Like, what's the age demographic of this?
I don't, anyone who wants to be a model or actor. Oh, there was one, there's a Reddit about it. How one woman's like, I brought my son here and we paid like $3,000 to get photos and stuff. And like that we never ended up getting, or like we got photos, but nothing else happened. Like, they don't follow up with anything. Like, once they get your money.
Of course.
They're just like.
Well, next time they have an event in LA, we're going to go and get scouted. Melissa, you'll finally get your big break.
My big break. I could come for
with
sure
a full
be like
portfolio
celebrity guest there.
Seriously, you should email and be like, if you ever in Los model. Angeles need someone to look over. That's so funny. That's so crazy.
It's so gross.
But yeah, and of course he's just doing this for the show because his friends are like, why are you helping Natalie? It's like he wants to be on the show. Yeah.
He wants to recruit people.
Yeah.
To dumb events.
And it's good for his events. Like, come on, what are we, stupid? Yeah. Anyways, then we go to boring ass Veronica. She's playing pickleball with Jamal. And then you said the funniest text today. Tim, her ex, shows up.
He's wearing white jeans. And they're like, are you wearing white jeans? He's like, no. And I guess it's like super hot outside.
He's an interesting looking guy.
He is. He's a very unique looking person.
Yeah. He is an ET-esque body.
Yeah, he does.
An ET-esque figure.
An ET-esque figure.
Yes.
And he's wearing like not running shoes.
No.
He falls into the net running for the ball.
I don't think sports are his thing.
No.
He's not a real sports kind of guy.
And then they go on a double date.
Yeah, to dinner. And like Tim makes Veronica order for him. He's like, how do I like my steak? I forget.
How do I like it? And she's like, do you want me to order for you? And he's like, yeah. And Jamal's like, that's weird.
It's a nightmare situation. Why would you double date? It's just so weird. Their relationship is fine, but they need to separate it from their dating life. Why are they double dating together? It's weird.
Like, it's fine to be friends, but like, don't go on dates.
Don't
weird.
Go play pickleball and have dinner with your new partners. No. It's just bizarre. And finally, we have cokehead alcoholic John.
Oh, God.
He's meeting his girlfriend's sweet daughter, River. She's on this spectrum, high functioning autism, but she's nonverbal.
How old is she? Like 5 or 6, maybe?
I literally am so bad at guessing the ages of kids. She's old enough to ride a tricycle.
Oh, to ride a bike.
Yeah, so 4, 5, 6.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's 20, I don't know. And the girlfriend is talking about how challenging it is to be like a single mother of a special needs child.
Sure.
And I'm like, well, don't bring John into the mix
because
then you're going to have like 2 kids. And I promise you, John is going to be more challenging than your daughter, River, because he
Bad idea.
A hot mess and a half. Yeah. But I will say that her daughter River seems to really like John. But John is putting together this like bike tricycle for her. It's right now it's like parts and he's like screwing all the parts together. And then he finishes and then she's like, okay, River, like, let's go ride the bike. And she gets on and they all like are riding off together. And I'm like, if this bike starts falling apart while she's
just
riding,
the wheels keep coming
out. Like I literally was like, if this I truly thought it was just gonna start falling apart like piece by piece as
so
she's riding.
Funny.
I was so scared, but I guess he put the bike away okay. I mean bike together okay. I don't know. I mean,
that's it.
She wants to get married after 6 months and only meeting each other twice. John's like, I don't know about this. We'll see what happens. But again, I'm not invested in anyone this season except for, you know, I think Debbie's fun and Natalie's psychotic. So that is interesting.
Yep, that's kind of it.
Yeah, she's a delusional legend. Anyways, that's about it for today. If you have any other insider information or know anything about Jasmine and Gino, please let us know. Yeah. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Alyssa Stettin.
And that's all, folks. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, it's another 90-day fiancé, baby. Oh, it's another 90-day fiancé recap.
Powered by Acast.
Hey. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.